I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday night. It's Andy. I'm hidden away in my dressing room right now. And waiting for the show. I love Oliver Hudson and I love Rachel Bloom. She hasn't been on the, neither of them have been on the show in a while now that I think of it. Oliver Hudson posts some really funny shit on Instagram, so we're going to talk to him about that. Anyway, I will see you in the clubhouse.
He's in Splitting Up Together, she's from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and I'm still hopelessly single. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rachel Bloom and Oliver Hudson now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on a springy Monday night, which means I'm just days away from Shoes With No Socks. I can't wait. My first guest is the creator and star of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Her new movie is Most Likely to Murder, so if she's on a Life Imitates Art trajectory, all of us are in trouble. Please welcome back Rachel Bloom. I love her. And he is one of my favorite actors who used to live in the womb of one of my favorite actors from Splitting Up Together on ABC. Say hi to Oliver Hudson. Hey, great to see you, Oliver Hudson. Do the two of you know each other?
No.
Oh, good. Well, then this is exciting. And Oliver's all tequila'd up tonight.
Right. We've already started talking about circumcisions, so we're off to a great start.
There's more to come about that. Over at the bar, he is an architect. He's a starchitect. He's a designer, and he's the man whose wedding I officiated. It's true. He's my pal, Ray Booth. You can get his new book, Evocative Interiors, right now. Ray, I love the book. The interiors are, may I say, evocative.
Evocative, not provocative, right?
And provocative.
A little bit
of they're really beautiful.
Thank you.
I love the book.
Out. He seems to work out.
I know, he's super handsome.
Yeah, well, he's sort of like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you know what?
A bit built.
You get what you pay for. Which is a lot. And you get a lot.
Thank you.
Let's get started. Oliver, I love the photos that you post on your Instagram of your kids' creative artwork. Mm-hmm. Take a look, because what you find is that there's a lot of dicks. Everything is a dick.
Yes.
They all make dick? I mean, that's hilarious. The apple really doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, well, we grew up in a very dicky household.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're a very open family.
Yes.
And I guess they see a lot of dick.
Wow, all right. Your questions for Rachel and Oliver are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Rachel might have won a Golden Globe for playing a crazy ex-girlfriend on TV, but does that make her an expert on some other folks in crazy relationships on TV who scarily aren't acting? Here's what. I'm going to describe something a Vanderpump Rules person has done. You tell me how crazy they are.
On what
okay?
scale?
Well, you just be a little judgy for me.
Great.
On any scale. Okay, DMing a guy right after getting dumped. Like, you get dumped and then you're in someone else's DMs.
Another guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fine. Okay, hanging out with your ex near a hot tub and or in a hot tub while you're in a committed relationship.
that's not great.
Okay.
That's not good.
Dumping someone and then telling them you're moving a few doors down from them.
In the same conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah,
meeting
yeah.
your girlfriend's boss for the first time and saying they have a great ass.
I mean, threesome?
Okay. Spreading rumors about your significant other and your ex hooking up.
That what? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah.
I know. It's yeah. Vanderpump Rules, Rachel.
Oh, man.
Ambushing a fling at his current girlfriend about sleeping with him.
That's just not, honey, that's not the best way to handle it. No.
How about showing your ex's dick pic on stage?
Oh, that, I mean, look, I don't love the word crazy, but I think that person needs some therapy, right?
Thank you very much. It was only Kristen. Second, Oliver, when your mom Goldie Hawn was on our show last spring, a viewer asked her about your ass photo on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, I love this ass photo
there
that you posted.
Is.
We're gonna get into that. We have a lot to unpack. Because that question springboarded into this really touching baby story. Watch.
Goldie, Peter M. wants to know, what was your reaction to your son Oliver showing his butt on Instagram?
I laughed so hard. I swear to God, that guy makes me laugh. And you know, when I had him circumcised?
Yes.
The doctor came out and said, you'll be happy to know I have to get a bigger clamp.
Oh! Now, your mom saying that on the show caused a tornado
this was
of
great,
press.
This was a great moment for me.
It was really good because you got a lot of press for having a big...
I did.
Yes.
I did. But, the real question is, has it grown since then?
Well, that is. I mean, so the question is, if you need a big clamp as a child, if we were going to do an adult circumcision,
yes.
would we need, like, a super big clamp?
I mean, I have to say yes.
Right. Okay,
I said no.
You said that the most Jewish way possible.
I know.
Like, I have to say yes again.
I have to say yes.
Well, here's what, Oliver. We're not going to embarrass you by further talking about your penis.
Okay,
maybe.
Thank you.
But we are going to circle back to those sweet cheeks of yours with a round of Is It Wider Than Oliver's Ass? I'm going to show you an ivory-colored item. You will guess if it is wider than your ass, and then we will reveal. Okay, Oliver, are these boxer briefs wider than your ass?
No.
No, they are not. Okay, is this golf ball wider than your ass?
No.
It is wider than your ass, yes. Is this big rig semi-truck wider than your ass?
Yes,
no, it is not. We think your ass is a little wider.
What are you talking about?
Is this chalk wider than your ass?
The green one, yes.
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay. Is a baby seal wider than your ass? Yes, it is.
But my ass is as soft as a baby seal.
Really?
Yes.
I find that compelling.
It's very soft.
Are these eggs as white as your ass?
I'm going
or whiter.
Equal.
Equal. Okay. Yogurt. Is this yogurt whiter than your ass?
There's so many things to say about yogurt and asses.
I know.
Like, I don't know.
Like what?
Well, just like, you know. Do you eat yogurt when you're naked?
Do you?
No.
I've been eating yogurt the wrong way.
I know, we aren't seeing the ass connection to yogurt.
What are you talking about? What is yogurt a euphemism for?
For sperm? Sperm?
Yes.
Is it?
Do you?
And then what does that have to
do
with
asses? Out of your ass?
Yeah.
No, I do.
Out of your ass.
You on your own ass?
Yes.
You flip your dick under just so you can on your
yes.
own ass?
Who doesn't do that?
This is the best conversation we've ever had in 9 years of this
show. She said, you show. Flip your dick
under so you can on your...
Is this going
to
make it...
So getting back to the yogurt, is the yogurt... Wider than your ass? Of course.
Yes, yes,
there's
yes.
such a natural connection.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. I think that's all for this one. That's really
amazing. That was the best sidebar we've ever had. Finally, since both my guests star in shows about unusual breakups, and since it's never too early in the evening to dim the lights and get to know each other better, let's play a Dish in the Dark, Crazy Ex Edition. Okay. Here's what I am going to read off a thing a jilted ex-lover might do, and then when these, with these flashlights, you will shine a light in your face to illuminate, to incriminate yourself as a kind of crazy person if you've ever done it. Okay. Have you ever shown up somewhere that you knew an ex would be? Okay. Have you ever left something at their house as an excuse to come by? Okay, Rachel's 2 for 2. Ever driven by their house? Yes. Have you ever blocked an ex's number? Okay. Have you ever slept with an ex's friend? Okay. Oh, Oliver chimes in. Have you ever sent your ex an angry text after angry text with no response? Have you ever vandalized an ex property? Ex's property?
No.
God, I wish.
Have you ever given the ex the silent treatment?
No.
Okay. Have you ever texted an ex's significant other?
What do you mean? Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. Have you ever sent an ex nudes after you were broken up? Thank you for playing.
I never send
them. Well done. Okay, good. You started off strong there.
I know.
Yeah, you did. Let's go to the phones. Tracy from California is on the line. Hey, Tracy, what's your question?
Hey, I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Will you ever, my question's for Rachel.
Okay.
Will you ever do a live episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend due to being so popular lately?
Oh, I love your accent.
It's so great.
It's amazing. It's so good.
Thank you.
I love it. Sorry I said you were from California. I was giving incorrect information.
That's okay.
Okay, what's your... Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, so would you ever do that?
It's so hard to do a not live episode of the show.
Right.
It's such a pain in the ass, so I'm gonna say no, but you're great.
Right.
Just ended on a positive.
Oliver, Eric A. texted, on a scale of meh to whoa, where would you rank your makeout with Katie Holmes on Dawson's Creek?
What's between the meh and the whoa?
Well, you just have to make something
up.
Yeah.
We'll go with
All right.
Katie and I actually had a very fun time in Wilmington, North Carolina. We were more brother-sisterly, you know, but...
But like the Lannisters, right?
Of course.
I was going to say, like, brother-sister with benefits?
Yes, I mean, who's not like the Lannisters?
Right.
I don't know. I'm an only child, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah, right.
You got me with yogurt? You got me with siblings.
I know. Did you like 80 siblings. Did you have a romance with her?
In real life?
Yeah.
No.
IRL, no.
No.
I know you got a Brazilian wax in solidarity with your wife.
Yeah.
Have you kept that up? Did you enjoy it?
I've done it a few times.
Current manscaping routine?
Yeah, I wanted to try it initially. I went with her to get waxed.
Yeah.
She was getting it. And she goes, why don't you do it? I said, I will try it. And then the benefits of the wax were so great.
Tell me one of the benefits of the wax.
Well, you know, I've never had my knees behind my ears.
You know, party.
And it was nice. I mean, things were happening.
Well, the night is young, Oliver.
Things were this is true. But things were happening that were really exciting and fun, and you take a pee, and it was like, oh yeah, things. It's kind of everything looks kind of nice and clean. So I wanted to try it again, but I can't. It's the pain.
It's painful.
It's painful.
Well, can I ask a question? Because men's legs are generally hairy, so with a Brazilian, where do they stop on a man? Because on a lady, there's like a guideline.
No, but I did the top and then the butthole and the and the balls.
You did your top, butthole, balls, but what about on the sides? Nothing
well,
on the sides?
No, I'm not very hairy.
No, like on the sides,
legs.
Like where a lady's would be.
Oh no, it's all gone. Everything's gone. There's no hair, zero hair whatsoever. I look like it's
so
like
you were
gone.
Totally smooth everywhere.
Everywhere.
And are you
everywhere.
Still?
I keep it up.
Okay.
I keep it up, but not. I don't wax so much anymore. You know, can I tell a quick story? This little Italian woman who was going to wax me, and she did it, and this and this and that. And it was actually on Ellen, and they showed her face. And the next time my wife went to go get waxed by her, she was so amazed by the fact that she was on Ellen that she baked me this beautiful Italian casserole. Wow.
Rachel, what's in store for the final season of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend?
I mean that.
Yeah.
I think it's just that.
Can I be on your show? Too?
And yeah, I think you should.
You want to be on my show and show your balls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be for an online-only music video, but
why won't
you
show your balls on this show?
I will.
Okay. Rachel, the crowd.
Also, I love that, like, they don't care about, like, your dick story, but they're just like, show us your balls. We don't care about dicks. We want to see that scrout.
Rachel,
balls are not hot, though.
You
really,
were an intern.
They're fascinating.
You were an intern. They are endlessly fascinating.
They're, yes. Oh, I mean, we should
okay,
talk
sorry.
About
You were an intern at SNL. What's the craziest thing you saw?
Them smoking weed at, like, 4 a.m. still trying to write a sketch.
Oh, I love it.
Which is like, good luck.
Yes. You switching gears to something a little serious. You reconnected with your dad,
I
was happy to hear.
The show.
Was that spurred about by this show? No, it was.
I just had lunch with my dad a few weeks ago.
How was it spurred about by this show?
Because we talked about it, and it made him text me, and then we reconnected, and we had breakfast. And then it was 6 months later, we had lunch about 2 weeks ago, and things are actually doing
well. That's kind of amazing.
No, it's great. Wow. It's been really great.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I will show you my balls later.
Oh, okay, great. It's game time, everybody. Rachel's new movie, Most Likely to Murder, and Just Because. Oh my God. Oh my God, someone murdered Oliver Hudson. I'm gonna get in so much trouble. I know he had a lot of celebrity frenemies, and someone mentioned they were gonna off him, but I can't remember. Oh my God, he's dead. Rachel, I'll never see his balls now. Can you help me jog my memory? You have 45 seconds to ask me yes or no questions to try to figure out what major celebrity was most likely to murder Oliver Hudson.
Okay.
Your time starts now.
Does this person identify as a woman?
No.
Okay, is this person on a reality show?
No.
Are they famous for a television show?
No.
Have they ever been very famously arrested?
I don't think so.
Okay,
maybe.
Okay. All right, have they ever won a major award?
Yes, Oscar.
That was a nice freebie. Are they over 50?
No.
Oh, God. Has this person ever released a hit single?
No.
Okay.
Plays the bongos.
Matthew McConaughey!
Oh, we got it! From the dead.
All right.
Wow, I'm so glad that you're alive and well. That's called acting, folks.
Thank you.
Reaction to Connie Britton's death on Nashville.
Oh, I love Connie.
She's the best.
I love her so much, so much. Her death, I have no idea because I stopped watching after I died.
Rachel, Lindsay G wants to know, what moment in your career did you feel like you made it?
Never.
You know what? I actually remember this. I wrote for the show Robot Chicken, and I was doing voiceover for it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's true.
Love it.
And I was doing, this is so inconsequential, I was doing voiceover for it, and the voiceover casting director for Robot Chicken also cast Family Guy. And she looked at me, this is before anything happened, she went, we should get you on Family Guy to do a duet with Seth. And it never happened, and she never followed up. But in that moment, I was like, this is the moment. This is when I made it. And nothing has ever topped that moment of like a kind of false promise made by someone that I could be on Family Guy. Like, I remember that moment.
Wow. And so you, just the idea that was possible, and it was within your realm.
Yes.
You were like, wait a minute, this now could happen.
Because it all seemed like something that a world I couldn't enter in that moment. I was like, maybe. And then it never happened, but.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
When did you feel like you made it?
I still haven't.
When you got your Brazilian. You
know, my family, they're too big. They're too starry.
Right.
I will never make it.
Oh, yes you will.
I will never.
You made it when they asked for those bigger clamps.
That's right.
It's time for my mazel of the day. I was lucky enough to announce at this at today's NBC Upfronts that Project Runway is coming home to Bravo. You know that saying, one day you're in and the next you're out, and then years later, you're in again. I'm so excited about this. Today's Jackal goes to a real-life crazy ex-girlfriend who went on one date with a guy last summer, proceeded to send about 500 texts a day, amounting to a total of 65,000 text messages. What can I say? Sometimes Kristen Doty just won't stop texting. I'm sorry, everybody. Little Vanderpump Rules humor, Rachel. I want to thank Rachel, Oliver, and Ray Booth. Back with the star of Most Likely to Murder, Rachel Bloom. It's available now on iTunes and on demand. Oliver Hudson's show, Splitting Up Together, is Tuesdays at 9:30 on ABC. Behind the bar, Ray Booth's book is called Evocative Interiors. It's available now. Ray, you have a lot of celebrity clients. Are any of their homes in the book?
You know, we've held them back for
you have.
Book. That's the following book.
We'll oh, it hope. Is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. I like it. Okay. Well, then I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Okay. We don't have any calls because the phones aren't going.
Can
What's
I do
your
a call?
Jimmy Buffett? Story.
My mom did a movie called Crisscross in Key West way back in the day, and we stayed at Jimmy Buffett's house. And we borrowed his boats, and he had fishing rods in the boats, and we lost his fishing rods at sea. And Jimmy Buffett was not too excited
about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
So Jimmy Buffett sort of, you know, ripped me a new asshole.
Did he? Wow, I like it. How
and
old
I was
were
like,
you at that time?
What, why, you can't yell at me. I mean, Margaritaville. You
know? Right.
I
mean,
this is not your persona. You're
right.
Not allowed to do this.
Yes.
I'm 12.
Right. I'm 12. Yes.
I have a similar story about Jimmy from my childhood too.
Do you
it's
really?
So funny. Yeah. Well, when your dad's a healthcare lawyer, you meet a lot of people.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Manhattan Beach.
In
California, I did.
On the Strand?
Near the Strand, bro.
Did you play volleyball?
No, because my parents didn't want me to get skin cancer.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
My god, you grew up on Manhattan Beach,
but they were like, don't go outside, you'll get melanoma, because we're Ashkenazi Jews, bro.
Oliver.
Sure, like, you'll get cancer.
Oh my god. Move inland.
Mary B said, you're the ultimate DILF and my free pass. Who is your celebrity free pass?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know. I've always loved Eva Mendes.
All right.
Yeah.
How was Patti LuPone on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Insane?
Fantastic. Yeah. So chill and grounded and down to earth, down to improvise, down to play. Hung out with everyone.
Wow.
Had a blast
that's
in the
no
hair
fun,
and makeup
though.
Trip. No, she
no, that's
was that's
cool.
The thing is,
no,
like,
yeah, but who's your free pass?
I mean, I mean, Patty's also my free pass.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, because this is that's more exciting. Like if you had to bang one guy and you could, who would it be?
Probably
Chris Kattan.
What?
Sorry.
I'm sure he's great.
I mean, we've talked about it's okay. You know, it's weird as you start. I mean, well, you get it. As you start to actually meet famous people, the free pass thing.
Totally.
I think if I'd, like, I said to my husband, like, I'm at a party with Colin Firth. And he's just like, go downtown. It's not a good British
accent. Let me ask you this. Did you ever see, pivoting Collins, have you ever seen the Colin Farrell sex tape?
No.
It is phenomenal.
Is he good in bed?
He is a filthy talker, which I really respond to. Yes. Anyway, I want to thank Rachel and Oliver and Ray. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. James and Lala, was it about the pasta?
I brought up, we ate Raquel's pasta thinking he would be like, oh, f*** off. Like, you're such a dummy. I was completely, like, joking around,
and so
it turned into him calling my man certain names.
Yeah, so it was about the pasta. So there you go. At the place, you know, obviously I drank a little bit too quickly.
The guy cannot drink. He should not really even have a sniff of a sherry trifle.
That's disgusting.
Do we need it?
God, she's so dramatic.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.